this morning has multiple things going on, which is going to make this an unusual service for us. So if you're visiting with us today, first of all, we're just happy that you're here. But if you want to get a real taste for who we are and what we do, don't take this morning as a common thing that's going to happen. Because we are, as Danny has already mentioned, we are going to be observing both of the ordinances that the Lord Jesus has given to the church, which is baptism and the Lord's Supper, and we'll be doing that later on. But also today marks the last Sunday that the Caldwell family will be in our church. They're being sent out as a good thing. No division, just sending out a man who is more than qualified to preach the gospel to a church that needs the gospel preached. And so we get the honor to do that. We're going to hopefully pray over them at the end of the service today. And then we're going to be having a fellowship time with them to give us, the church family, an opportunity to say goodbye to them. I'm not going to do that on a Sunday morning. That's going to be brutal. But I'm going to give Danny that chance to say it to us right now. So I'm going to have Danny come, and he wants to share a couple of words with you.
Well, I should have known not to let Kyle do the setup on that one. We came to Journey about 5 years ago, a little over five and a half years ago, I guess, March of 2013. When we came to Journey, we had just resigned as missionaries in Austria, having served there with our mission board for about 11 years. We were tired. We'd been in Austria doing things primarily as the only ones in ministry, the only staff in our churches. We'd planted, been a part of three church plants, and we're leading two when we left. We came back home and had just some difficult times in our home church even that had sent us out to Austria. And we were worn out and we felt beat up. And when we came to Journey, we found welcoming faces, friends, right away. It was one of those places we're so thankful for Journey. And that's the main thing I want to convey is just thank you for what you've done for us, for our family. You've loved us. You've encouraged us. You've given us a place to come and heal. Given us a place to come and serve the Lord together with you, and I'm grateful for that. I also want to thank Kyle personally. Even though having been in ministry since I graduated Bible College in 2000, in a full-time basis from then until 2012, 2013, these last 5 years here, sitting under Kyle's teaching. Don't take that for granted, you as the church. Kyle is an excellent preacher, faithful to the word. I think he's a special guy, but he'd tell you too. It's God working through him, and it's making a commitment to be faithful to the word of God. And not every church does that. So I'm grateful to you for your friendship and for allowing me to be able to serve here, for your whole family. We're thankful for that. As we leave, and I'm not saying this because we're anything special. But I appreciate Julie Conderick coming up to me this morning and saying, what do you guys do? And that's a good question I think all of you need to ask. What have we been doing here? Not because we're anything special, but because as we continue to send people out, we need to take up the slack together. And so I want to charge you guys and challenge you guys as the church to take up the reins. Some of you men need to step up. You're down to one elder again. You guys need to step up and lead. Some of you, God has equipped. You have the tools. And as Kyle clearly pointed out when he taught through what it means to be an elder, one of the qualifications is someone who desires that office. And some of you need to desire that office. And you need to say, I'm willing to sacrifice and to serve in that capacity. It's been a pure joy to serve in that capacity here at Journey for us, for our family. I know Krista has enjoyed being a part of the music program here, and in so many ways. Our family is just, this has been our family. And so as we leave, we're not going that far. We just won't be here every Sunday. But my plan, and Kyle and I have talked about this, is that we'll have two churches in this area that will be very like-minded, that will celebrate the same things, that we'll partner together on areas such as biblical counseling, such as our gospel communities, and reaching out into the community in ways that we're coming from a similar understanding. And so my prayer is that it enlarges us, our reach in this area. God has led Journey around all over Sulphur Springs, it seems, and we've found a place, at least for now, on the north end of town. And God has opened up an opportunity for our family to minister on the south side of town. And so maybe God's working something out in that. I don't want to read too much into it, but God has definitely given us opportunities to share his word and to minister. You know, one thing, having come from a situation in Austria where we were the only, where our family did everything as far as ministry, we came in and we set up the chairs. Anything that was to be done was done by us. And part of that's bad leadership on my part, so I'll admit that right away. The lack of delegation. Some of it was the fact we just didn't have people that could do it. And again, I'm not saying this to brag on myself, but when I came here and God put us here, and I was in no shape to move on to another ministry at that point, just wasn't the right timing for us. But one of the commitments I made was, I know what it's like to be alone, and I'm going to support Kyle in any way I can. And I've tried to do that. And again, I say that as humbly as I can and encourage you guys to do the same. I know you love your pastor. I know you have the greatest respect in the world for him. Sometimes you've got to go out, because he's going to be like me. He's going to be bad at delegating at times. Ask what needs to be done. Ask what I can do. Stay after late and take the trash out so Kyle doesn't have to do that. Volunteer to come in early and sweep the floors, because Kyle does that too. Things that he ought not have to do, I'll just share with you, church. Step up and take the reins from him. And I want to lead. I sent out an email this week. As we go, I want to share with you, it's bittersweet. We're excited about the opportunity, excited about what God's put in front of us, but it's not going to be easy to walk away from meeting with you on a weekly basis. But this is a passage of scripture I put in the email I sent out, and I want to read it for you. Paul, writing to the church at Ephesus, says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen."